Hello again. Today is Saturday, as I found out. I thought today was really going to suck a lot, and it really didn't. It was actually a pretty good day, because we had a lot of lucky things happen, which is really good. So this morning we got up pretty early. We left pretty early for us. Usually we don't leave until after 7. We left at 7:15, so that was pretty good. We started walking, walked a little bit, last year there was a big fire down here, as I'm sure most of you know, and so there was this 10-mile section of the trail that is closed because of that, because the whole thing just burned, and it's probably not very safe to walk through all the burned dead trees, because they could fall down on us or whatever. So we weren't allowed to walk through there, so we had to do this road reroute, which is was on a dirt road, but it looked like it had been paved at one point, because sometimes you get like some paved parts, and it was really hard and didn't really like it at all, and I couldn't find anywhere that could tell me how long this reroute was going to be, because there's no water along it, and so it was kind of hard to figure out how much water we needed to take, because I could rough estimate how long it would be. My rough estimate is it had to have been at least 16 miles for a 10-mile stretch, and the 10-mile stretch of the PCT would have been mostly downhill. So, I don't know. We started walking on the road. It was kind of early, like 9-ish, and the first road we had to walk down was alright. There was a lot of loose gravel on it, and so we kept slipping and stuff. It wasn't very much fun. I didn't enjoy it at all. And then we started getting more and more traffic coming by, and it's a fairly wide dirt road, but there's all these like dirt bike people and stuff, like little motorcycles and stuff, that would come flying by, and I didn't really like it very much, just because we're on the side of the road, they're on their bikes, they did see us all the times that they went by, and they waved and everything, and there was a lot of jeeps and trucks with trailers that the trailer just barely fit on the road, so you had to be careful not to get hit by that, and it just was not fun. And it was a Saturday, as I later found out, and that's why there's so many people here, because there's all these campgrounds and stuff where you can like take your jeep up all over the rocks and stuff, and you can take your dirt bike all over the place. And so people were out because it's the weekend and they're not working or anything, so they can go fool around. And so the road was really, really busy. We took a break at one point, and at least 20 dirt bike people went by while we were taking that break. And I was really glad we were taking a break at that point and not standing on the side of the road, because that's a lot of dust and it would be hard to see us, I would imagine. So we were walking and walking and walking. It was getting to be 12 o'clock and traffic keeps increasing, it seems, and there's more and more cars that are going by. And we took a break. And then we were just getting ready to start walking again from our break at 12 o'clock, and this guy pulls up, and he had a cooler for PCT hikers and stuff, and we were talking to him for a minute, and he said, you know, I can give you a ride to the trailhead if you guys want, because it's pretty dangerous to walk on this road because of all these dirt bikes and jeeps and stuff, and they just go flying around there, and it gets really bendy, and it's probably not very safe for you guys to be walking on here. And he tried to, you know, convince us it's not cheating or anything, which I don't feel it's cheating, because I feel we did walk as far as we would have walked had we walked on the trail. So we decided to go with him. He was somebody that had started hiking the trail last year. He got up as far as Washington before the snow stopped him. And so we were talking about it, and he was telling us, you know, things to look forward to and stuff. And he was saying how he usually puts a cooler of stuff down right off the where the trail starts again for us hikers, but he was just picking it up, and he thought since it was a Saturday and there's a lot of traffic, he would go up and see if there's anybody that needed a ride down to the trailhead, because he knew how dangerous it was. And I'm really, really glad that he gave us a ride, because up ahead it took us almost an hour to drive down to the trailhead. It would have taken us forever to walk down there. The goal for today was to just get around this detour, and I don't know, it started getting very windy, and it was all, like, steep uphill, and it would have just really, really sucked. And I'm just very glad he gave us a ride, just because of all the traffic and stuff that was on the road. I don't like that, and there was a lot of blind corners and a lot of sketchy parts that we would have walked through. Yep. Had we
taking a break when we saw the motorcycle in that truck.
Oh yeah, when we were taking a break right before this guy came by, there's a truck coming down and this motorcycle like flew around the other corner and they almost hit each other. So that kind of could have been us. I don't know. That kind of just helped reassure me that yes, I should try and get a ride and not walk on this road section, because during the week it's probably fine because there's not that many people out here, there's not that much traffic and everything. And that's what the guy was saying. He said Saturdays and Sundays are very, very busy and it's not very safe to walk on the road, but the rest of the week there's not very many people out here because they have jobs and or school or whatever. And yeah, so the near accident, and then the guy came up and was like, "You guys want to ride?" And we said, "Sure thing," because we don't really want to get hit by something and end our journey right here just because we had to walk on the road. So that was actually really lucky for us. So we got a lot farther than I thought we would today, just because that reroute would have taken us forever. It would have taken us all day. And yeah, but when he dropped us off, we were talking to him and stuff. He was very, very nice, and I really appreciate him coming by a lot. And but there was this like trail, these huge rocks off to the side, and all these Jeeps were going up it. And I don't know, that's just crazy to me how you do that. But this one guy almost got stuck. He had this huge rock wedge that was getting wedged between his back wheels, so his back wheels wouldn't spin because it would be up off the ground and have this huge rock between him. I don't know, he didn't look like he was doing very good getting up those rocks. It took him a long time. So, but more and more Jeeps kept coming up and they would go up the rocks and whatever. I don't know, it was kind of cool. And then we said goodbye to everybody. Started walking. We were walking along this creek and it was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, something that I forgot. This morning we started walking and we always eat breakfast at our first break instead of eating it in camp, just so we get a while and we're taking a break, so we might as well eat breakfast then. And we were sitting there along this cliff and there were these tiny birds and they were just flying all over the place. They would like swoop by the one way and then they would come by right in front of us and like twirl around and go down into the valley, come back up. At first there was only two of them, and then four of them showed up, and then eventually there were six of them, and they were just flying all over the place in circles right in front of us. It was kind of cool to watch. It was kind of very interesting. I really enjoyed it. It was like our breakfast entertainment. And then eventually one of them would go sit on a branch or something, and then the rest of them might go follow, and then a couple seconds later they would start flying all around us again. When we were sitting down, if I would have held out my pole, I probably could have hit one of them. When we were standing up, they flew, like, if I would have reached out my hand, I probably could have grabbed one of them. They didn't really seem to care that we were there. They just flew all around. I don't know what they were doing, but having fun, I guess. And yeah, it was very entertaining, the tiny birds flying all over the place, so I enjoyed it a lot. Anyways, so then we started walking when we got back to the trail, and we were down by the river, and it was gorgeous. And so we found this nice shady spot with some rocks and stuff and decided to eat lunch there because it was about lunchtime for us at 1 o'clock. And we were sitting there, and there's logs going across the water because you have to cross it for the trail. There are ladybugs everywhere. Like, you can see swarms of bugs, and normally it's like mosquitoes and stuff, you know, you can see all the bugs flying around in a mob. Well, this was all ladybugs. There were no mosquitoes, all ladybugs. There was like a billion of them on the logs. Like, you had to try hard not to step on them as you were going across because there were so many. You got to the other side and there are swarms of ladybugs. I don't know what they're doing down by the river. I've never seen so many ladybugs in one place at one time in my life. It was quite interesting. They kept landing on you. While we were eating lunch, they kept landing all over me. And I don't know, it was kind of weird. And so we kept walking along the river, and we kept, every time we got down close to the river, we got swarms of ladybugs we had to walk through. It was kind of weird. There was also fish in the water swimming around, and so we were watching, I was watching them at lunch. And so we lazed around a bit since we were actually ahead of where I had planned us to be. And then we started walking again just to get some more miles in because tomorrow and the next day should be pretty hot, so I don't know how much we're going to be able to do. We walked, there's this camp, and that was my original goal when we got here, was to get to the camp, but we got there at like 3 o'clock, so I was like, well, we might as well walk on farther, because we still have like 4 hours till it gets dark. So, but there was these three guys there, and they're out on just a small hike, a 40-mile hike, to test things out, see what they need and stuff, but they're planning on doing the hike next year. So we were talking to them some about some of our gear and stuff and our food and everything, and they have like 60-pound packs, and they were like, dude, your packs are so light, and we're like, yeah, that's what we do. And we were showing them some of the things we do, like with our food and everything, how we put them in the plastic bags and then put the bags in the things, and I don't know, they were very nice, and it was fun talking to somebody else about it, who's very excited about it. So hopefully they're doing it next year. That's their goal, if they can swing it. And then we said goodbye and we walked on. It got kind of hot while we were walking on, which was kind of lame. We walked through a lot of burned area, which, I don't know. The burned area that we had to walk along the road, it was really like nothing. There were all these black tree trunks all over the place, and there's like nothing else. There's just starting to come back like some grasses and stuff, but there's pretty much, which was kind of cool to walk through in a way. Just, I mean, it's kind of sad that there's nothing there anymore, but it's also kind of interesting to me. It's a different landscape and not one that I've ever seen before, so I thought it was cool. There's also tons of huge rocks all over the place here. We walked and walked and walked, and we knew we were going to get back to Deep Creek, it's called, which I think is appropriate because it is pretty deep. Like, you can't see the bottom in some places. There's a bridge that goes across it. The guidebook says it's beautiful. And it's okay as far as bridges go. We were planning on trying to find some place to camp around there, and we found a nice campsite right down at the bottom. The trail doesn't go down the whole way to the bottom, to the creek, but that's where we're camping. There's a lot of bugs around here. It's the first time I put on my bug netting since starting the trip, but it's not too bad. The bug netting and stuff, it's alright. We ate dinner down by the water, and there's all these fish jumping out of the water and stuff. It's kind of our dinner entertainment, is the fish. I'm sitting down by the water right now, and I'm watching the fish jump out of the water and stuff, and get stuff and swim all around. It's absolutely gorgeous here. It is probably the nicest campsite we've had thus far, in my opinion. The water's running by. It's absolutely gorgeous. Is there anything else that happened fun today? I think that's about everything that happened. So, I thought it was really going to suck having to do the whole road walk that was going to take freaking forever because it was really long. But instead we got a ride for the last part of it, which was fantastic, and we were able to get some more miles in today. I don't think it was cheating, just because I think we did as many miles as we were going to. And the road sucked, and I didn't want to get killed being hit by a car. I'd much rather walk another day than do that. So, I'm okay with that. And the guy was very nice. He's very friendly. And he just loved the fact that he got to help us, which I think is very cool. Just because, as he was saying, he had so much generosity shown towards him that he could never repay us. So he was trying to help other people that are out hiking and stuff. And honestly, I mean, this is only 3 weeks that we've been out here, and so far we have had so many amazing people help us with things, do things for us. It's just been amazing how awesome people are most places. So I totally understand where he's coming from, and this is only 3 weeks in, so I don't know, I can't wait to get farther and meet some more people and get up to some of the trail angels and stuff. So anyways, I think that's about all for today. Till tomorrow.